Pitch Lady Radio, playing the best of yesterday and today. I'm your host, Anders Mann, and with me today is Kush.
Hello.
So, this has become a nightmare situation. We don't know how long this recording is going to go on, but we're recording this a little different because Skype would not let us record with Goldrunner. So,
and this is super weird, just looking at Audacity and seeing when you talk, nothing happens. It's like, he's talking, but no one's actually there. Or is there?
So, if there's little weird things going on, like maybe somebody's talking before somebody else, it's probably just because of the Audacity mix.
Yeah. I will hopefully be able to get it as close to possible, as accurate as possible in terms of just getting both of our audio files
lined up.
Yeah.
So, Rich was going to be here with us, but because of the Skype problems, I sent him on his way, thinking that there wasn't going to be a show, and plus he had plans to go buy some games for his kids.
And you really think he could have gotten this Audacity thing working or would have cared enough to do it? No.
Nah, you never know. He probably would have.
He's like, I want to get a headache from my kids later in the day. I don't need one right now.
So we kind of started talking, and Kush is like still trying to figure out ideas, and then he's like, let's just try Audacity, and then that didn't even work the first 7 times we tried it, so... but anyway, we're here. We're going to try to do something here. We're going to talk a little bit about games and stuff. I guess the first thing we're going to bring up is WWE 2K14, which we're not going to talk too much about. I've only played a few matches in it, and I know Kush talked about it a little bit on his show. To me, it's just another rehash of the rest of the 2K.
Yeah, it's just another WWE game.
Yeah.
And I haven't played one in, like, I don't know, 3 years. And right when I jumped back into it, I'm just like, oh, this is just like them all before. But it just felt a tad simpler.
I think last year's was way better because it focused on the Attitude Era of WWE. It was WWF back then. And I just always liked that era of wrestling. That's when everybody was into wrestling, it seemed like. Stone Cold, Steve Austin, stuff.
That was one of my favorite games.
Which one?
Wasn't it called Attitude for PlayStation 1?
Oh, Attitude.
Yeah.
WWF Attitude. That was like one of the worst ones. I liked the one Raw is War.
Well, I had a PlayStation, not a 64.
Anyway, WWE 2K14 focuses on WrestleMania itself because it's the 30th anniversary of WrestleMania. I guess WrestleMania 30 is coming in April. So you're doing like the best matches, quote unquote, for WrestleMania's 1 through 30. And I looked at the list of them. There's some cool matches there. But unfortunately, it's all chronologically ordered and you can't skip into another era and do those matches. You have to unlock them one by one. So there's some early boring shit. Like the first match is a body slam match between Big John Studd and Andre the Giant, and you literally, the only way to win is to body slam him, and you have to actually get him down to low hit points before you can do that. And then it's like boring matches, like cage matches was like the next one with King Kong Bundy and Hulk Hogan. So it's weird.
Super boring. And like, I'm looking at the biggest problems with these games is the whole, just the body proportions and the models, they just are so dated. Like, I look forward to seeing, hopefully, what this can do in the next gen. And hopefully it's a big change and not just like, oh, the hair looks better.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the body models look like that, too, because they put that custom creator in there. And that's kind of what this game's all about, is to a lot of people, is that custom creator stuff and making your own storylines up and crap like that. So, and I've never downloaded somebody else's story, so... But I know I always love to make my character in the wrestling games and stuff. And over the last couple of years, I just seem like I play it less and less. I think the last one was pretty good, the last WWE game. But
I think one of the reasons why I played it less is because I'm also somebody who used to love just creating my own character. But then I forget which game it was, but they took out the story mode, I think, I'm pretty sure. And then they had like story mode for specific wrestlers, not your created one. They had like, they might have had one for the created one, but it's really not anywhere near as complicated and intricate. Because I always fall back to Here Comes the Pain. Always right. The one with Brock Lesnar on the cover as the highlight for me in terms of story mode, where you had all these, like after the match and before matches, you'd have wrestlers come into the locker room and you talk, and then you'd have like fights in the locker room, and then you'd have storylines that with branching paths. I'm like, this is awesome. But yeah, it's never been the same, really.
Yeah, I think Here Comes the Pain was kind of one of my least favorite. I don't know. Just because it seemed like there was all these branching storylines, but sometimes trying to get the belt that you wanted, you had to figure out the exact way to do it. And sometimes it seemed like you had like two decisions, but also there were more decisions if you knew where to look. It was weird, but it was, I don't know, but I don't like the combat system in these games anymore. I don't like the whole blocking and stuff. That seems to get really old fast because you never see wrestlers blocking the real matches.
I don't like the countering. Just seems,
yeah,
really. I don't know.
It's like it always seems like I'm too slow every time I do it. But then it gets to a point in the game where I block everything. Like last year, I played it enough where I could block just about anything. It was funny. But
and I'm sure you can turn it off in the options, but it's really distracting where it's just like counter, 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 press the button, press it, press it, press it. Oh no, you're too fast, too slow, too fast, too slow. I'm like, God almighty.
Yeah. So, and it always tells you half the time that you reversed it before. There's no excitement because you're like, oh, I reversed it. So it may look like you're getting ready to get beat up, but nope, you actually reversed it. So, but I mean, if you like the WWE games, it's more of the same. But I was actually shocked that Kush rented it because it just didn't seem like it was something that he
could figured play. Why not? And it's not like Redbox has the greatest selection. So I was like, okay, yeah. I can rent this or I can rent NBA 2K14, which I don't because I'm much more interested in the next gen version. And then there's a SpongeBob game or something. I'm like, nah, I'm going to go with the WWE because that's also a game I think people would rather hear about.
Yeah. You don't think anybody wants to hear about SpongeBob, do you?
No. The SpongeBob game on iOS, the one that had that was sort of like a Kirby Canvas Curse, that was actually not too bad.
This coming from the guy that played Turbo, so, you know.
Yeah, well, I've played a lot of things. Some kids
and Madagascar's.
Madagascar's isn't bad. Like, there are a lot of kids' games that aren't bad. That's why, like, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle games is so disappointing, because it's such a piece of crap. Because I'll say, like, Open Season, that wasn't a bad game.
No, that was pretty funny.
Shrek the Third, I don't remember that being terrible. I mean, there are a lot of kids' games that aren't awful, and that Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is so bad. Like, Madagascar, that's fine. Cars 2 was actually really good. It was just blur with cars. It's way better than the movies.
So, anyway, that's WWE 2K14. So, I want to get a little bit about what I have been playing. And I'm playing a game, I think Kush played this on PC. Did you play Mag Runner?
I don't know. I've been hearing people talk about it, and it sounds familiar, but then I can't think of anything.
It's basically like a Portal type of puzzle game. You go into these rooms, and you try to solve these puzzles, but instead of using portals, you actually will charge something with a magnet, and it's like you have two different colors of magnets, green and red, and basically if you hit them with both green, they'll go together. If you hit one with green and one with red, they'll push away from each other. And you got to use this to do puzzles. And so a lot of times you place blocks on other blocks, and you hit one with a different color, then hit the other one with the other, and you'll go flying up in the air and stuff like that. It's a really good game. The problem is with the physics themselves. A lot of times the physics seems kind of unpredictable. So there's a lot of times where I've been playing this game and was trying to figure out what to do, and I'd figure it out, do it, and the physics just didn't feel right, and it wouldn't work. And so I'd think I hadn't done it right. And then I would have to finally look up something and be like, oh, I did do it right. I just didn't do it. I didn't hit it. The physics were off, or I didn't hit it at the right spot. And that's really frustrating to me because I really enjoy the game. The other thing that's really weird about this game is it starts out like a Portal game, but then it starts bringing in the Cthulhu mythos. And anybody that knows about Call of Cthulhu and H.P. Lovecraft and that whole mythos and the RPGs and stuff based on Call of Cthulhu, that's all in this game. And that's really fucking cool. It makes me want to play this game more. But I just get so frustrated because I don't like feeling dumb. And sometimes the way the physics work in this game, they make me feel dumb. It's so hard to recommend. Because I do like it. I've played quite a bit of it. I think I'm like halfway through it at this point, and I just kind of got tired of feeling stupid, so I kind of quit playing it. But so you don't think? I swore you've talked about this
game before. No, I looked it up. I don't know this game at all.
Hmm.
Doesn't maybe look that bad.
No, it can be fun. It's just kind of frustrating. I just wish there was, and maybe I'm just doing stuff wrong, and I'm just kind of cheesing the system sometimes, and that's how I'm getting past things. But I think I've only had to really look up one puzzle where I got totally just fucking stuck, and I just could not figure it out, and it was something stupid. So something that I thought I had done, and for some reason it didn't register right or something. Yeah, it's interesting. I think you would like it, Kush, but I don't know. I know it's on PC. It came out on PC for a while before.
I think it came out in like June.
Yeah, because I remember like Jeff Kanata talking about it. So maybe that's why I thought you were talking about it. And he was talking about how much he liked it or something like we can confirm.
Well, I like Jeff Kanata.
So you should give the demo a shot. So, and then I played Sonic Lost World, finally.
I've heard, the only time I ever heard anything about it, I think it was on the Besties, and whoever was talking about it said, the first level is like so great, and then just goes downhill after that.
That's exactly right. That first level, you're like, this is kind of like Mario Galaxies, and you're like, cool. And then it's like, you play it more, and you're kind of like, oh, so there's side-scrolling levels too. Well, that's kind of cool. But then it's like every game just feels like it's on rails, and it doesn't really feel like Mario Galaxy. It just feels like you're going down a tube, or you're going around a like a log, and just kind of going forward. It's not like any in-depth levels like Mario Galaxy. And not only that, it's weird because you have to run fast. You have to hold down the right trigger on the Wii U gamepad. So it just feels weird that you have to hold down a button for Sonic to run really fast. Just, I don't know, man. I had high hopes for this game. This is the first Sonic game I've bought at launch in so long because it looked so good, and I loved Mario Galaxy. And it just makes me want Super Mario World 3D Land or Super Mario 3D World or whatever the fuck it's called so much more. But, yeah, I really can't recommend this game. It started out, like, that first level was really good and exciting, and then it's like, oh, this seems like I'm doing the same kind of crap over and over again. So, and I just wanted to quickly hit on Castlevania Mirror of Fate HD Remake. I talked a little bit about this last week, but I really fucking got into this game this week. I think it's been my go-to game almost all week, just because I got used to the combat finally, and this game is way better than it was on the 3DS, just because it's so much easier to control. Like me and Rich were talking about, we couldn't even get past the first boss on the 3DS version, so I really recommend this game if you're a Castlevania fan, especially if you're a Lord of Shadows fan.
Plus, is it like Symphony of the Night? Is it that kind of style of game?
It kind of is, but it's kind of not. I mean, there's areas where you'll see something that you can't reach until you come back with another item. And you do have a castle map and all that, but the world doesn't look as exciting as like those games. You're not getting constantly attacked by enemies and stuff. It's kind of like, it almost feels like Lords of Shadows in 2D, because you'll go into an area and suddenly you'll get attacked on both sides by monsters, and you got to use your skills and to jump around them and avoid them. It's really weird. It's how it plays, because I mean, you get combos like you did in Lost the Soul, Lords of Souls or Lords of Shadows, whatever the fuck it's called. It's a good game. I just don't know if it's for everybody. I know it got really panned on the 3DS, but I really like it a lot on the 3D or the 360. I know Sean played the demo, and he's like, I can't wait to have money to pick that up, because he was all about that game. He loved it, what he played. But I like the story it's telling, too. So it basically takes place after Lords of Shadows, and it tells the story of how the very end of Lords of Shadows.
So would you recommend playing it after playing Lords of the Shadow or Lords of Shadow?
Yeah, it will make more sense.
All right.
Have you not played Lords of Shadows?
No. I have it, like so many other games. Dead Space 2, anyone?
That's right. Wait, you didn't like the demo, I think, of Lords of Shadows.
I don't remember like feeling. I was pretty indifferent towards it. I was like, okay, this is whatever. It seemed perfectly fine, but nothing like, oh, I got to go out and play this.
And me, it was my favorite game, I think, that year. Or one of my favorites, so I can't wait for Lord of Shadows.
I'm going to say my favorite game that year was Enslaved, without knowing if it came out that year.
You do get a demo for Lords of Shadows 2, which I haven't played yet. I've been kind of holding it off till I finish Mirror of Fate. because I don't want to ruin any. I guess I can't really ruin anything, but I just want to. I just want to get through this Mirrors of Fate if I'm going to get through with it or not before I play the demo for the next.
You're just going to be like Lords of Shadow 2. Looks like more of Lords of Shadow poo because it's on current gen. Yeah.
Yeah.
Previous gen.
So, and last thing I want to talk about real fast is, I talked a little bit about it last week too, or last episode, I think, Batman Arkham Origins, and I was kind of down on it, but I've kind of turned a corner on this game where I think if the next-gen consoles weren't coming out, and I'm so excited for that, I think I'd be more excited about this game than I was. This game does do a few things that are really cool, and I'm not going to say they're unique, because you did them in Arkham City as well. But I think they did a lot better job in this one, and they made more of them, are like investigation scenes. Now, I know they've been doing that since Arkham Asylum as well, but those were just kind of simple, follow the blood trail, blah, blah, blah. But this one, you'll actually get to a crime scene, you'll have to investigate it, you'll have to find pieces and areas. But as you're doing this, it becomes like Remember Me, where you're trying to find an item that, why did this guy get killed? And so you'll have to rewind and fast forward the scene back and forth and kind of watch where, oh, there was a bullet that came from that direction over there. So then you have to fly over that building and find where that bullet shot from, and you have to keep rewinding it and fast forwarding it. It's really fucking cool. And there's like, and I was like, oh man, that's pretty cool, but I bet there's not very many of these scenes. But there's been like 6 or 7 of them. And I'm just like, these are the most exciting parts of this game for me. And I really feel like people that don't play this game are going to miss out on that really cool effect. People may not be as excited about it as me, but I've always thought of Batman as being a detective, and it's nice to get those kind of things into this game. Plus, there's a bunch of villains running around that you just kind of, that are supposed to be out to kill Batman, but you can take them on and fight them, so they're not really huge parts of the story. So that's kind of cool. I just wish it had more of the Riddler challenges like the other games had. It just has, oh, find this item that the Riddler has here, or some stupid shit like that. And there's not really that many of the puzzles. But I'm enjoying that game all right now. I will say that this game is pretty fucking long if you're trying to do all the side stuff and everything. I think I'm only like 31% through this game, and I think I've been playing it for over 15 hours. So, it's a long fucking game. But that's kind of all I have been playing. I will let Kush.
Alrighty. Well, the first game I'm talking about is Final Exam, which is I think it just came out this Friday for the Xbox, and it came out earlier in the week for PC and PlayStation. And it's a side-scrolling beat-em-up, sort of. But the one thing that really bothers me about, I really like the art style. It's sort of this, basically this group of friends from high school have come back for the reunion, and then I guess like aliens, these monsters have taken over and is screwing everything up. So it's kind of has the, and it's pretty colorful. But what I don't like is that it is pretty open-ended, these levels. Like, you can explore, you can go left and right, and you have goals that you have to get to, but then there are things that are like hidden vials of something that you can find that you collect all of those, and then you get an extra point to upgrade a character, and then there are 2 extra weapons on every level. And it just is sort of too open, in my opinion, and it feels very empty because there aren't enemies that often, really. Like, it's sort of every maybe 30 seconds they'll just pop out of like a door or something, and then you'll fight like 3 of them, and then you kill them, and then you keep going, and it just feels very just empty. And I'm going through this area and I'm just looking for crap, and you know, if I can go through it and try to get through the level real fast by following the actual objectives, or I can go try and explore these things, and then I feel like, well, if I go and explore for these items, and you know, maybe I'll end up having to go here anyway, you know, as the objectives change, and it just gets really annoying in that sense, and that really bothered me. I do like when the game changes up, like it'll have a little section where it becomes a side-scrolling shmup, or parts where it becomes you're on top of this train and you're having to fight as enemies are coming on, but then you also have to avoid the lights and shit that are coming from the top while the train car is being pushed forward. So you have to avoid that while fighting. It does all these little changes and stuff, and it'll also play around with your character as you become. There's a part where you're driving this like huge mega tank, which is fun. So anytime it's not being its usual and most common just beat 'em up self, it's actually pretty fun. But it just gets a little boring.
I looked at the game and I was like, that game looks kind of fun. It looks a lot like a better looking Charlie Murder.
But
like,
it's not. Which is disappointing. And I think it's one of my, probably my favorite part about the game is that there are flying monsters in the game, but they still have to use ladders. Which is just great. You have like these bug things that fly around, but if you go up a floor and you use a ladder, then they have to use the ladder. They can't fly. They have to use in the future, everyone has to use ladders, even flying monsters.
Just like in the future, all restaurants are Taco Bell.
But yeah. But I mean, there's still potential, and I think, you know, it's worth checking out because maybe other people won't be as annoyed by the whole just emptiness, or they won't feel it, or they might really like the openness, because there is something nice about, you know, being able to explore these worlds, and you can unlock things, and that's always fun to just go around and have, you know, it gives more replayability to it, and there are different characters that play differently, and the weapons are different. Like, it's not like just you get a different skin weapon, they are significantly different, specifically the guns. So, I mean, there'll be a huge difference between an AK-47 and a shotgun and a flamethrower. But all the melee weapons feel rather similar. But, yeah, the story is whatever. You know, I didn't really expect much. It gets really... I mean, the ending is super weird. And I don't want to spoil that for anyone who might actually make it to the ending. Because it got really weird. I'm like, what the hell is going on? The objectives just become ridiculous. I'll spoil it a little just saying, like, it becomes like, you know, shoot 13 basketballs in a row. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? There are no basketballs anywhere. Just like it's like the game's freaking out near the end, which is kind of funny. But yeah, it's an okay game, and it is only $10, which is nice. So it's worth at least trying out the demo. I also played Dark Matter, which is the game that was behind the controversy, I think, a few weeks ago, because it didn't have an ending. Like, it's whatever, just some point, like, 4 hours in, it just said, like, oh, we weren't able to finish the game, so it's over, thank you. And then it got pulled from Steam, and I think GOG or wherever else it was. But now it's back. I finally got my review code. I got it after that, so they were probably holding those until it was back on Steam. I think it's back on Steam officially. Whatever, I have a Steam copy of the game. That's all I know. I haven't finished it, so I don't know if the ending is actually there. It's basically a Metroidvania game. It doesn't look too bad.
I wanted to play this game. It looked interesting.
And it does have controller support, but the controller support is not fully implemented. When you get into menus, it just really gets all crazy, and it doesn't really... The tutorial never really tells you how to navigate the menu system, so that's a bit annoying, but controlling the game with the controller feels good. And it's not too bad, but I haven't played enough to say too much, and just because, I mean, from what I've played, the enemies aren't super varied. It's kind of interesting how there are certain enemies that react positively towards light and those that react negatively. So that's an interesting mechanic in the game. But I'm getting a little confused by where I'm supposed to go. I feel like it's doing a horrible job. Like, I understand where they want you to try and, you know, explore a bit, but I feel like, what am I supposed to do? They're like, go get the shotgun. I'm like, where's the shotgun? What are you talking about?
Yeah, that's kind of what I liked about Castlevania's Lords of Shadows, Mirrors of Fate, is because it has a waypoint on the map, so you know where you're supposed to go, but you can kind of, it's kind of really linear, but at the same time, there are areas where you're like, oh, I can definitely go this way, and it probably leads to some kind of item or something like that that's will be helpful, like, oh, this raises your experience, or this raises your health icon or whatever.
Yeah, and like, I think there is an icon for where the shotgun is, but then I'm pretty sure that it was the exact same color of an icon for something else, so I'm like, was that where the shotgun is, or where's this, where this other thing is? And also, I looked at it, I'm like, that's really far away, and the power's out, and I don't remember you telling me where to go to find out how to turn the power back on. So I don't know what I'm supposed to do. And I'm getting tired of the game already. But, I mean, it looks nice at least. But, yeah, I need to play more of it to really see if I don't like it or do like it. And then the other game I played is Call of Duty Ghosts, which I rented from Redbox. And then found out and got super disappointed when I realized it was only the multiplayer. Super disappointed. And I only played a little bit of it, and I played specifically, I think, the squads mode, which is basically bot play. So I played multiplayer with bots. Because the first, I haven't played a Call of Duty game since the first Black Ops, and the last thing I want to do is jump into a Call of Duty game online against real people. I don't expect that would be much fun. But I actually didn't have... I mean, it was kind of fun, I guess. It's just more Call of Duty. I'm not exactly sure how I feel about, because I haven't played any of the ones with the whole like 10-point system or this. Like, it has a highly changed or whatever of that 10-point system from, I guess, Black Ops 2. I don't know, but it was whatever. But I didn't mind it. I like the fact that it has bot play. I wish every game had that. I'm a fan of bot play.
I did not realize it had bot play. That's pretty awesome.
That's one of the things I always loved about the later Gears of War games. Because I don't know why people complain about bot play. Because it's not like something... it's not like it's your only option. But having it as an option when you can't get online, or if you just want to practice and maybe learn a map or whatever, I think it's really nice to have that. That's why I always...
honestly, I think this is the first one that's got bot play.
I'm not sure. I think... I feel like it's been in previous ones, but I'm not exactly sure. I feel like it was in Black Ops, at least. But I can't remember. But yeah, that's all I played. I played a little bit of that, and then I was just like, okay, that's enough. I wanted to play the single player. I wanted to play as a dog, but you won't let me.
I didn't get to play Call of Duty Ghost or several other games that came out probably in the last 2 weeks because I'm waiting on the next-gen versions of them. So I'll be able to talk about Assassin's Creed 4. And
you can play the case of it. You can play the case of Call of Duty Ghost.
Yeah, this will be the first system I've ever owned that I've had two games for it before it even fucking came out. And apparently I'll have four games for it before the console even ships, because I can pick up Assassin's Creed and Battlefield 4 Tuesday, apparently.
How many systems have you had at launch?
I haven't had a system at launch till... you're just talking about main consoles is the Wii U. That's the first time I've ever had a system at launch.
All right.
And, you know, I've been having systems at launch since 3DS. But because I've got them all day one. So this is the first year, this is the first gen that I've had every system at launch, which I'm kind of excited for.
Yeah. So I've never had any. Like, I got the... I was still playing my Genesis, like, halfway through the PlayStation era. I got my PlayStation way late. I got the PlayStation too late. The earliest console I ever got was the 360, which I got, I think, in like June of that year, because I was so excited for Oblivion, and I no longer had a PC that was capable of really running big games, so I was like, I could upgrade and get a new PC, or I can just get this system. I'm like, I'd rather just deal with the system.
Well, technically, I did have a GameCube on launch night, but it was for Christmas, and my wife wouldn't let me have it. So, yeah. But they went out. In fact, they didn't even tell me they bought it from me. My mom told me that.
Yeah, I remember that story.
Yeah, I didn't get it till Christmas. So, but I technically I had that when it launched as well, but I don't really count that.
But yeah.
So, yeah, it's definitely exciting times, and I just kind of wish the negativity on the Xbox One would just stop. It's getting so old.
I mean, this is just a great example of how Sony fanboys are just the worst. They're so... I cannot stand... I mean, I don't want to see the PlayStation 4 turn into a piece of crap, because I don't want to see that for Sony, or just, you know, for gaming in general. But part of me wants to see the PlayStation 4 have its own red ring of death, so that all those Sony fanboys can just get shit all over their face.
Yeah, it's gotten to the point where it's like, okay, resolution, we get it. But what people don't understand, like we said before, resolution, that's all going to be fixed, and they'll get this all worked out. It's that they didn't have
it's
enough time
day
to work on
one.
These games.
It's like, it's launched. Calm the F down.
Yeah, exactly. Who the fuck cares? And people out there counting pixels and videos.
And honestly, a good chunk of people, when you're playing the game in motion, not watching, just not looking at screenshots, you're not going to notice the biggest difference.
Yeah. And not only that, I mean, This, I will say this, though. I can tell the difference between 30 frames a second and 60.
Well, yes, that's something completely different.
But, yeah, it's... But I don't care. I mean, I just... I'm excited about the PS4, and I'm excited about Xbox One. I watched that 25-minute video for Dead Rising 3, and I'm so fucking ready for that game to be here.
What I'm happy about with Dead Rising 3 is just how pretty much everyone who's talked about it has talked about it, the frame rate being really solid.
Yeah, they say it's solid 30 frames a second. It's only 720p, though.
Oh, who cares? And especially for me, I don't care because I play on a 19-inch TV. Guess what? 1080p, 720p, dude, no freaking difference.
I had a 32-inch TV I would have gave you if I knew you only had a 19-inch.
I don't... that's fine for me. I mean, the reason why I play on it, too, is because it fits... It's the biggest size TV that'll fit inside my...
Oh, I see.
Because I have it on my work desk in my little thing. I think I'm not sure if my monitor for my computer is actually bigger, or it might be exactly the same. I'm looking at them back and forth right now. They're either... The monitor is either a little bit bigger or they're exactly the same.
The thing that excites me most about Dead Rising 3 is they took out the time limit unless you do the hard nightmare mode. Because to me, that's what I love those games, but it got so annoying when you felt like you couldn't get very far from where you were at because you were afraid that you wouldn't be able to get back to somewhere on time. Yeah. And that shit was annoying.
I love that part about it, but I can still play it that way and you can play it without it. So I like that. It's always nice to have more options.
Right. And I'm glad that they made that, they didn't make like, oh, this is easy mode, and make that the mode. Because like, then I would be like forced to play the way I didn't want to play. So, you know, they made it Nightmare, the hard mode. And I'm like, that's cool. That's, people of harder games will love that. And me, that wants to take my time and explore a little bit and find other options and stuff, that's great. And also, listening to the IGN video, apparently your character transfers over to either mode. So... If I want to go do Nightmare mode later, I can, because I can use my leveled up character from regular mode, and you can switch them in and out. So that's pretty cool as well.
Yeah, and I'm not sure if it was weekend confirmed where they talked about it, but I'm also even more excited for Forza 5 now with the whole Drivatars, because I mean that was the one thing I was always hoping about with the Drivatars is having it that the cars you drive against are more natural and don't just drive perfect lines.
Yeah, so you gotta also remember, you get those assholes that are really good at racing games, probably like Rich, and they'll have their Drivatars on there.
Rich sucks. Just because he's really into racing doesn't mean he's any good. But yeah, I do think it's interesting, like, when somebody mentioned, well, does that mean if somebody just drove backwards all the time, does that mean there'd be some car who just drove backwards all the time? Which I highly doubt that would happen, but right. I do think it's nice to have this bit of... organic play in it. I think they said it's also in two other games. Can't remember.
But yeah, I'm excited for next gen. I think the racing game. I think I might pick up Rivals. I'm still debating whether I want to pick up Rivals because can't think of the name of it now. Oh, Watch Dogs got canceled till next year, so.
I've heard a whole bunch of good things about Rivals. I've never seen a video or paid any attention to it or really read anything about it, but I've heard good things.
I didn't realize it wasn't made by Criterion, but they were part of the team that kind of worked on it, but they weren't the main developers. They just kind of were like the consultants, I guess, is what I'm trying to think of. So I might play that. I was planning on getting Rise until I heard the Game Informer. The guy at Game Informer said Rise is about as exciting as dialing a telephone. And I'm like, and he explained what he meant by that. He said that basically, he says he took his hand off the left trigger and just basically hit combos over and over again and was just slicing through enemies moving forward. And I'm like, that just sounds so boring. So I kind of like, Rise is something I'll pick up 7 years from now when it's on Games with Gold.
Yeah. Or you'll just get it in 6 months when it's like $10 in a Gamefly sale.
Yeah. So I'm just not. But Big Steven did tell me that some of the GameStops now have PS4s available to play, so he played Knack. He said that game was equally terrible. He said that game was like, feels like a game from PlayStation 2 era. But I've heard that played a lot like a Ratchet and Clank game, so I don't know. I'll probably pick it up at some point. But something tells me that'll be one of the first free games on PlayStation Plus down the road.
Could be. And then you can also, I guess there are demo units at the Microsoft stores if you live in like 10 cities or whatever.
Now, do you have a Microsoft store?
Yeah, there are a few of them out here.
I figured you probably did.
There's like 3 or 4.
So have you gone out and tried to
touch one? No, I don't care enough. I mean, if I'm going to get an Xbox One, then I'll get one. I don't need to like, ooh, I gotta try it out a few weeks before. If I do get one.
I just want to touch the controller. I finally got to touch a PS4 controller, and it's pretty nice.
I'm much more interested in touching a PS4 controller. So maybe I'll try to get to a GameStop at some point.
In my opinion, the controller feels good, but the sticks where they are, that's going to bother me, and that's going to take a little getting used to.
I still don't see how it will top the Xbox One controller for me. So, yeah. You saw Thor.
I did see Thor. Did you see Thor?
No. I haven't seen anything in a while.
I thought Thor was excellent. I really enjoyed it.
Did you see it in 3D or what? So that means you saw like the extended Captain America footage, right? Isn't there something like that?
You talking about in the movie itself?
Or isn't there like an extended trailer or like a 5 minute or something?
Oh, yeah. I did see that. That looked... It wasn't that much longer than the... I mean, it was longer... But it didn't seem like it really added too much to it, but it was still an awesome trailer. I cannot wait for it.
I just want that movie to come out now. I don't care about anything else.
That movie looks fucking awesome.
How is it November? How is this year almost over?
I don't know, man. It's crazy. But I recommend you go see Thor. Thor was pretty awesome. If you like the first Thor movie, it kind of picks up a little bit after the Avengers, but you know, picks up with Jane Foster and stuff like that. It was really good, and I did see it in 3D, and the 3D is not that 3D that just kind of like, it almost feels like this movie didn't seem like it needed to be in 3D, but it was alright in 3D. Mom liked it too. After the credit scene is very weird, and I had to actually look up what it meant, so I don't really bring that up because I don't want to spoil anything for anybody that may be excited about that, so.
Was it after the credits, or like after...
It was after the it was mid credits, you know, where they do all the fancy credits that they do in those Marvel movies. So, and I may be mistaken, but it looks like Marvel has a new opening for their movies as well.
It's no longer the flipping of the pages.
Well, it is that, but it goes more in depth with like maybe because I was in a 3D movie too, and it seemed like they tried to make the Marvel pages like. Bend around and do 3D things. So it could have been just because it was in 3D.
Yeah.
But I was thinking I'd seen other movies in 3D and they hadn't done that. So, but let's talk about a little bit about television. I'm so excited because you and Rich both watched Arrow.
To completion. To date.
That show was so fucking awesome.
I really, really enjoyed it. And I also just caught up today to... Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. or whatever the hell it's called. And I really didn't like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And now after just watching Arrow, it's like, this is such garbage. Like, I can't stand the stupid jokes on S.H.I.E.L.D. I can't stand that humor. That dumb Whedon humor. It's annoying as all hell. It's like, this fireman, and he's like, he makes Captain America look like the dude. You know, the Big Lebowski. Seriously, guys? That is such a stupid joke. It's like, geeks, all these cool people, they love the Big Lebowski, so let's refer to it. That'll be cool, right? Right? No, it's not cool. It's stupid. It doesn't even make any sense. And I know this guy really makes Captain America look like the dude. Shut the hell up. That doesn't even make any sense.
It doesn't really make any sense.
God almighty. Yeah. I just hate that damn fucking thing.
I haven't watched the newest episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I'm just kind of like, I don't really care to, Ethan.
I don't want to watch anymore now after Arrow. I just want to watch more Arrow. I'm so annoyed now that I'm caught up and I can't watch anymore. It's super annoying. I'm like, I just want to watch more.
So, do you agree with me the writing is really good in that show?
I think it's really good. I'm curious if, to know what big fans of Green Arrow think. Because I don't know if maybe the fact that I'm not really... I don't know anything about Green Arrow at all. So I'm always like, whenever I see a new character, I'm like, okay, I got to go Google this, see who this is.
One of my friends, Gershnort, I think you know who he is. I guess he's a fan of Arrow, or at least he's a fan of DC Comics, because he was talking about on Twitter that they've killed off a lot of Arrow's main villains and stuff, so he doesn't really know where the show's going. He says he feels like they stole too many Batman villains. But you know what? I don't really care because I don't really. I guess because I've never followed Arrow.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's I love seeing those Batman villains because I'm like, fuck, Deadshot and Deathstroke, they're both in fucking Batman Arkham Origins, and it's so cool to see them on Arrow, and then like, oh, Batman's fighting them in this game. So, you know, it's really cool to see that kind of thing. DC does their TV shows so fantastic.
And the fighting's really good, too. All the action sequences. I'll say the one thing I hate about this, and I knew about it because it was mentioned to me because I love Black Dynamite and I enjoy that actor. The whole Wolverine-like character, this is the dumbest thing. I don't know if that's an actual character, but that the black guy who had his claws just like Wolverine, I'm like, oh my god, that is the stupidest thing.
Oh, that's Black Tiger. That dude's real.
Does he actually have metal claws like that?
Wait. Hold on, I'm confused. I may be confused at Arkham Origins. Black Tiger was in that.
Either way, I don't know. Is it just a black guy who's got claws, who like holds on to claws, or doesn't have them actually coming out of them or whatever? I kept calling him Black Wolverine because he was Black Dynamite. That actor. He was also the actor who played Spawn.
I also want to bring up too. How do you think the new Netflix exclusive Marvel series is going to go, because I don't care about half those characters.
I'm on a wait and see basis.
Like Daredevil, that kind of, I like Daredevil. I like Daredevil movie. I thought it was pretty good. I know a lot of people
didn't
like it.
I liked, I didn't mind it. I didn't hate Affleck as Daredevil. I thought there were some interesting things, especially with the way they showed how he saw, like the whole, like, and like that rain scene and stuff. And I thought Colin Farrell was fun as the Bullseye. As that enemy. But I don't know. I just thought it was like, oh, it's okay. I think the one thing that really bothered me about Ben Affleck in the movie was his hair. Because I think it was just like, it just seemed like really, I don't know, like preppy, I don't know, frat boyish or something from what I can remember.
Yeah.
But yeah, it wasn't that bad.
But like, I have hopes for those shows, but I mean, I don't really know because it's Netflix exclusive, and I just don't know how much of a budget they'll have for something like that. So,
yeah, who knows? It's all wait and see.
But then again, you know, I don't think Arrow has a huge budget either, and they do a real good job with it. So.
I also say something about just like I don't watch so much on other or notice it on other channels, but at least with the CW, if you ever are watching CW TV shows and you're just getting a feeling like, oh, these shows are so real, just pay attention and notice how everyone is using a Windows 8 device, and then you're like, oh, nobody does that in real life, so this is definitely not based on real life. This is all fiction.
Every time I see Laurel Lance pull out her Microsoft Surface and start using
it, the worst was, what's the name of the IT girl who's now his assistant, Felicity. Well, when she was first took the job as his assistant and was like working up in his office, and she's like, you know, he asked her about can you set reservations or whatever for me and Diggle, and she's like, oh, I can go on the internet, and then she pulled out her Surface, and it was just like she was like presenting the Surface, and she's like, here, let me pull out the keyboard, here, let me place it down, here, let me pull out the screen, look, watch me click them in. Look at this. Ooh, look at it. It's on now. Now let me use it. I'm like, oh my god. It is so, I don't know, like, I don't, does that work for anyone? And it's weird because, I mean, in any show, if they're using a phone and you can really see what, you know, what operating system you're using, or like a computer, it's always Windows 8, or either you just don't notice it at all. So it's just weird.
No, I seem like to see a lot of iPhone, too.
I don't feel like I see it.
If I seen an Android, I wouldn't know what it fucking looked like.
Nobody would, because it's like there's a million different Androids.
So. But yeah, Arrow, really good television. Really enjoying it. I'm like you. I'm sad now. I've caught up, and I'm just kind of like, I went back and fucking started watching Chuck because it's on Netflix.
I'm excited that it's on Netflix because I can finally finish it, except I don't know where exactly I left off. I cannot remember at all.
If you guys have never watched Chuck, you guys really need to watch Chuck. That was such a good show. There was a lot of chemistry between all the actors that when you see them on screen together, you can just tell that they liked each other being there.
I think it's a show that is, I mean, the main people are fine, but it's the supporting characters that really make the show work. Mm-hmm. You know.
And apparently Chuck was in Thor as well. I did not realize that until I started watching.
Yeah, I told you about that a long time ago. He took over the role of whatever, I don't know, one of the guys.
He did a great job. So,
I really like the actress who plays Lady Sif.
Lady Sif. And with Thor?
Yeah. She's god woman. I mean, there's not that many.
Yeah, I didn't know what her name was. I don't, like I said, I don't know a whole lot about Thor, just with the movies. Let's get to a few news stories. And the first one we got here is really did piss me off, too. Extra Life was DDoS'd. I think they call it denial of service, DOS.
I know, but I think when most people talk, they just say DDoS'd.
I've never heard the term DDoS. So.
I've never heard DDoS, whatever. Whatever. It was attacked, and they basically just made it so that nobody could access the site and then also donate. And it happened, I think, 4 times in total during the whole thing.
Now, apparently, from what people were saying to know about these things, they may have not have been trying to attack Extra Life. They may have been trying to attack that server, but because Extra Life was on that area, so that it was all affected. But I don't know. That's, who knows if that's the case, but if they were really trying to attack Extra Life, that's fucking shitty. And I can't figure out. There's no reason to.
Yeah. It's just horrible. It's a horrible thing. And even if they were trying to attack something else, I think they'd be smart enough to know to say, if this is affecting this, maybe we shouldn't do it.
Yeah,
or maybe we can wait a day. Whatever we're actually trying to attack will still be there.
Yeah. So, who knows? But it's just a fucking shitty situation. But y'all did pretty good. You almost hit. Did you guys hit your goal? I don't remember.
No. Well, the original small goal that Josh Knowles wanted to hit was just like a very conservative 250. We raised, I think, because you can still raise more now, but we're at like 856. Mm-hmm. I think. I was very pleasantly surprised that I raised
that you,
390.
That you had the most.
That was a bit annoying. Just because I didn't do anything. I don't like the way the donations are set up, because you can send someone to the team page, but there's no option to donate off that. You have to do it off a person's page. So I didn't want to send them to his page, just because I know that a good chunk of my donations came from people who know me. Mm-hmm. And if I sent them to somebody else, they'd be like, who the hell is this? What is this? I don't know anything about this. And then they wouldn't have donated. So, but
now,
he did all the work.
Live streaming?
I didn't, because I don't have the internet connection for it. I was going to, you know, this is such a last minute thing, and I was thinking about setting up a little thing that's like, hey, donate $10 or whatever, and then I'll record a pixelated playtime of whatever you want and stuff like that. But then I'm like, oh, there's just like, I don't have time to like do all this. I have other stuff to do. And, you know, so I didn't want to like, I'm going to have to set up all these different, like, okay, this is what you have to do. This is here. You do it over here. Tell me what you want here. Here's a list of the games. You can mention any Xbox Live indie game, or here's a list of the 360 games I have, or blah, blah, blah. And then I was just like, oh, no.
Right.
But, like, my internet's not good enough to do streaming. I've tried it.
Yeah.
And I could get 480p, but who the hell wants that?
That's what mine does. And I've been thinking about trying to upgrade my internet, but it's so expensive to upgrade. It's like, I only need, like, another, like, gig of upload speed to do it in HD, or at least 720p. But they don't have like a 2 gigabyte plan. It's like 3 gigabytes, and that's like $30 more. And I'm just like, every month, I'm just like, we already pay $150 for cable and internet. I cannot see paying $30 more for that. So I don't know. If they ever come up with a good deal, Mom said something. We were talking about maybe trying to look at some apartments, because there's apparently one of my coworkers, they have an apartment that they're moving out of. It's a 3-bedroom duplex. So if we move, then maybe that's when I'll try to strike in on that kind of deal, if we move. Look at that or whatever. But I don't know. I don't really want to move, because I hate moving.
Yeah, it's not fun.
Target shipped 150 Xbox One consoles a whole 2 weeks early. There's a guy on Twitter right now called Moonlight Swami, and he's been doing videos and stuff of the thing, and then he got his console banned for it.
Boo-hoo. Cry me a river.
Well, it's not his fault that they shipped it to him.
No, but I don't think he should bitch or complain about his console. I think it'll be a problem if his console is still banned after launch.
he wasn't bitching and complaining. It was mostly people that are PS fanboys are bitching.
Yeah.
He's like, he talked to Major Nelson. They had a conversation, and Major's like, no, when the 22nd comes, your console will be able to come back online. Just,
yeah, so
we'll take care of that. So he's like, he's fine with it. Now, there are other people that have gotten their consoles, opened them up, and tried to get the update, and he wouldn't let them, so... But, you know, it is shitty if you got it shipped early as a mistake that you can't use it, but at the same time, it's not really Microsoft's fault. It's Target's. So,
yeah. You're not supposed to have it.
I'm so sad because I got my PS... I'm getting my PS4 through Amazon, and I just want to be at the midnight launch with everybody else.
Well, you can still go and just not get one.
Yeah, I'm gonna be that guy that's like, hey, can I come home with you, please?
Or no, you could just be that guy who's like, someone who walks out with a bag, you just swipe it and start running.
So, I gotta wait till Friday, but I'm feeling a little flu coming on Friday, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
So, Xbox One, I don't care enough to stay home from work, but for PS4 and the fact that it's coming through Amazon and I have no idea when it's gonna get here, I kinda don't want to go to work.
Yeah, because you, did credit for the Xbox One at, like, GameStop or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and I know that I can go get it at midnight, and it's no big deal. I'm excited to play Dead Rising 3, but I would be there anyway because Mario 3D Land comes out that night as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I'll get Dead Rising, and also fucking Zelda comes out that night. Jesus.
It's a big Nintendo day.
I don't know why. Nintendo never releases anything on Friday. Why the hell did they choose the Friday when the Xbox 360 or Xbox One
launched? Who knows?
Makes no sense.
I'm still waiting to see what the iPad Mini Retina, when that comes out. Because I might... Like, I locked in a price for my iPad because the battery is starting to die. And, like, it would be $100 to replace that. I have a 250 thing that I would get for it. Mm-hmm. So that's, like... $50 cheaper than the iPad Mini, so I'm just thinking, like, I might as well just pay that for a newer system, and I prefer that smaller size.
Wait, is the iPad Mini only $300?
It's $400, but it'd be like $250 plus the $100 that I would have to pay to get a battery replacement for.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So then it's just $50 on top of that. So I'm waiting to see, but who knows? I mean, the supply restraints or whatever.
Yeah. Probably buy an iPad if it was $300. I just
can't. Well, the iPad Mini without Retina is $300.
Mm, that's not.
Yeah.
That's still too much. I don't know. If it was the new one coming out, maybe. I don't know. It'd be a while before I buy one. There's other stuff.
Just get the Nexus 7.
I've thought about that.
It's a very nice device.
But the problem is, it's not an iPad.
So? You know,
It's not going to have... I can't play the games already downloaded on my iPad or iPhone and stuff. I don't know. I don't even really need a tablet. It would have been nice when I was running my D&D games and stuff like that, but kind of don't need it now. So, I don't know. But I think that's going to be it for the show.
Talking about Walmart and that whole fiasco we never talked about on the show.
Well,
show.
We did, didn't we?
Not when we were recording anything.
Ah. So Walmart had a huge... glitch in their system, and so basically they were doing really good sales. That's how I got WWE 2K14.
Yeah. Hotcakes man was driving me nuts on Twitter all early in that day. He kept saying, "No, I think it is actually a real sale. You know, I think it's just like an early Black Friday thing. They're just, you know, getting." I'm like, "No, they're not. Stop saying that."
The funny thing was going like on NeoGAF and seeing the people that bought like $250. $1,000 TVs for $250, and they have like three of them stacked up. Those people are also kind of assholes.
They are. I don't like anyone who does that. In the same way that people buy a whole bunch of the same copies of games just to flip them. Those people piss me off, and I would gladly have all my orders canceled so they also get their orders canceled.
Yeah, I ordered one game, and you ordered a couple, but they weren't like multiple copies of the same game. Yeah. Why do you need seven copies of Grand Theft Auto because it's $18? Oh, then go flip them. That annoys me, just like the people that are going out to buy Xbox Ones and PS4s to fucking sell on eBay. I'm just like, why? You're fucking assholes.
Mm-hmm.
You all need to fucking burn in a fire and die of cancer. It just fucking pisses me off.
But I was very happy to get Disney Infinity. I haven't played it yet, but I'm super excited about it. And after,
I want you to play it so you can play my level.
And after opening it, I really do think the Disney Infinity figures are so much nicer than the Skylanders figures. A million times. I think that the Skylanders figures are more like detailed and all that. Like there's a very simplified nature to pretty much most of the ones I've seen so far. I mean, Jack Sparrow, he's more detailed, but they're just more style. I also like the finish on them. I mean, like the Skylanders, they look just like this cheapy toy thing, but then the Disney Infinity characters feel more like figures, you know, like something like that Sully you want to display. Weight. Sully's my favorite one so far out of the four I have. I really, really like Sully. You know, I think Jack Sparrow is the one I dislike the most. Though I'm not the hugest fan of Jack Skellington either. I think the characters work better when they're more thick and blocky. Like these thin ones just seem out of place. Though, I mean, I can't tell because I have two thin ones and then two thick ones. But yeah. So, and the power disc, is that random? That comes in the starter
that's
pack?
Random. Yeah.
Okay, I was pleasantly surprised to get a Tangled one.
Oh, which one did you get?
The one with Rapunzel on it, which I guess is like it gives you a different kind of theme.
Oh, you haven't played it, never mind. Yeah, there's different. There's one of that's a beautiful background. It's the lanterns.
Yeah, I think that's the one I have.
Oh, it's beautiful. It looks really good.
Which is just
but
cool.
But you can use it only in the toy box.
Yeah, I know. I think that, whatever. I mean, toy box, that's all anyone cares about really anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, but, that's what the game's all about. But yeah, you'll definitely have to try my toy box though when you get to play.
I will. I'm really excited about it. I also picked up, because today is the 50% off day in Half Price Books' week sale, which I always get excited about. So I got a copy of Skylanders Giants for $10.
Oh, wow.
The starter pack, too. So I'm excited about that, though I have no intention of playing it right away. But for $10,
yeah,
that's a good deal.
I wish I'd found that for $10, because if I'd get that for $10, I'd pretty much be set, because I would have all my other characters.
I've only got a few games today, but I'm going to look to see if any more later today at a few more of the shops. But I also got Payday 2 for PS3 for $10.
Oh, PS3, damn.
Yeah. But, yeah. That's it.
That's it.
Let's hope this all works. That we didn't just talk for an hour and then something screwy happens.
Well, it shows me still recording, so we're good. So let's get our plugs in.
PixelatedSausage.com. Go there for a bunch of stupid crap. Pixelated Sausage Podcast is the other thing I do, which I don't know why as many people listen as they do. You're all a bunch of nutcases. You can find that on iTunes. You can find this podcast on iTunes and Zune and Stitcher Radio. Links are all at pixelatedradio.com. I'm on Twitter at Kush3, Instagram mkush, and you should check out some other great podcasts like the Signed In Podcast at signedinpodcast.com, the Two-Headed Nerd Comic Cast at twoheadednerd.com, the Undercover Unitards Podcast at undercoverunitards.com, the Grandam Unleashed Podcast, hosted by Rich, who couldn't be here because his kids are monsters. No, they're not. And also the Sprite Stuff Podcast, which you can find in iTunes. And yeah, that's it. Also go to frontburner.net. Frontburner without the E, which we had a good conversation about this name. frontburner.net. You can also go to frontburner.com and it'll just redirect you to frontburner.net. That is frontburner.net. I've gotten really good at spelling it without the E.
Without the E. Also, I forgot to bring this up, but John had his question for us.
Oh yeah, Mr. Lunchbox.
It seems weird that there is almost no mention of the future of 360 games right now. I know it's launch and they want to sell it, but it feels like Sony is talking about the PS3 and both have games coming. Plus, the game services have been weird, too. Games just coming out, and then I thought there was a week with no games. It seems odd.
I bet he's also, while listening to the show, it's like, it seems odd that they haven't addressed my question yet. And now they're plugging their shows and like, oh, I guess they don't care about me.
I haven't really heard him talk much about any new games coming out. Even, he's like talking about PS3's mentioned games are coming out.
I think there was like once a news report where it's like, yes, we have like hundreds or whatever games like planned for next year or whatever. That's the only thing I think I remember hearing mentioned. But
yeah, but you know, Xbox 360 is going to have a lot of the same games that we're going to have on the big systems. Look, they're getting Titanfall. It's not going to be as good, but they're still going to have Titanfall.
I think the weirdest thing about 360 is just, like, the downloadable titles. It's just like, okay, this game just came out. There's, like, no advertisement for it. Or, like, with Final Exam, it came out on a Friday. It's like, what? Yeah. That's weird.
They've kind of really dropped the ball anymore in their arcade games. But then, granted, most arcade games just don't look very good that have been coming out lately anyway.
Because they're not.
Castlevania's good. I will stand by that. I like that game. But, like, that Blood Knights game, I was like, I didn't even know this had came out. And I looked at the videos, and I'm just like, I don't know, man. I don't think I even want to try to download this.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, you know, there's going to be a few games coming here and there, but you're not going to see very many high-profile games coming out for these systems anymore. And I think that just has to do with the fact that, you know, the cycle for these systems was so much longer, or last gen was so much longer. So, you know, if you have 7 years and you're planning on a 5-year cycle, yeah, you'll have a few games, really good games coming out the last couple of years, but usually they're moving on. Well, it seems like this time they moved on a lot earlier. So you're gonna get stuff like Titanfall, and you'll probably get the next Call of Duty next year and the Maddens and stuff like that. So you'll get all that.
Is Destiny a current gen too?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, Destiny's also current gen.
I assume that'll be that way for at least a year, maybe two.
Yeah, something like that.
Where they'll just have like another lesser team making them.
I can't wait for that game. I know you and Chris weren't that excited for it, but that game looks awesome.
I really haven't watched enough of it. I just sort of I watch like a little bit of it, and then people are like, oh, this is like Borderlands. I'm like, I'm sick of Borderlands. I don't want any more of that.
I love Borderlands, but I'm kind of sick of the Borderlands 2 stuff right now. I'm just kind of like, make a new one, do some new stuff with it, put it on the next gen consoles, and I'll be there, but just let this one die.
I just want to. I get more and more excited for Titanfall, which just seems so weird because it does not seem like a game I'd be excited for.
I know, I just can't get excited about it because I want a single player game. I don't want a multiplayer game only. I don't care if it's got bots or whatever.
Bots are the best.
Bots are good, but I don't know, man. I just don't like how they put the. I don't know. It just seems weird to me, and I just don't like big mech robots. I don't know, and I don't. Yeah, apparently, they move fast and all that, but. I'm sure when I play it, like I said, like a lot of stuff, once I play it, I'm like, this is fucking awesome. But
someone bought a copy of, like, I think Final Fantasy 1 or 2 for the original Nintendo in the box for, like, $25. Okay. At a half-price bookstore.
Oh. Okay.
I don't know if that was a good deal or not. It was obviously 50% off. Is a black box. I don't know if that.
If it was sealed, then yeah, it was a good price.
No, it was not sealed.
Then I bet the battery doesn't even work in that game anymore. You'll have to do that battery. But I don't know. It's an interesting game to have, I guess. But anyway, I'm Henderson Man on a bunch of stuff. Just look for me there. Look forward to stuff I have to say about the PlayStation 4 next week. This week. It's actually this week. Oh my god.
Mm-hmm.
Squeege and
the next the, by the next show, both consoles will be out.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Very, very crazy.
And hopefully Kush will have an Xbox One.
Yeah. It's still pre-ordered. Still, I can cancel it probably within a few days of launch.
If you guys want to go in with me and get Kush a game, wink, wink, email me.
Yeah. That's the only way it's happening, because I do not want that killer instinct. Take it back, Microsoft. I don't want your thank you.
Is it killer, it stinks. Am I right?
I don't care. You know, I'm not saying the game's bad. I'm not a huge fighting guy. So.
Yeah. I was annoyed to see that some of the people that got the free console, it seemed like it was like 300,000 gamer score was like the limit, and you had to be an Xbox member for 10 years, but then it seemed like one guy had like less gamer score than me and you, Kush, and he only been a member for 6 years.
How they should do it is like, how many Xbox Live Arcade games or DLC have you bought?
Yeah.
Guess what?
Really?
I bought a shitload.
Me too.
You know how many Xbox Live Arcade games I have? I don't know. I probably have like 400. Where's the love?
I feel the same way because there have been times where I have bought stuff that I haven't even played yet, and I bought it when it was brand new and when it went on sale.
Yes, I have, I think, around close to 465, 70 games.
And I just hope that some of these people that had 300.
And I bought like over, like I bought like a dozen game room games. Come on.
So yeah, I don't know how they handled that. It almost been better if they just randomly gave shit out and it wasn't tied to anything.
That's how it should have been. It should just be a random thing.
So, but then again, you know, maybe they're trying to say, "Hey, look, your loyalty means something. Here's Killzone or Killer Instinct."
I would have rather had Killzone. They should have just, and I'm not at all interested in the Killzone franchise either. But if it was between Killzone and Killer Instinct, yes, give me Killzone. Calzone, I could use a Calzone right about now.
Anyway, that's going to be it for the show.
Yep.
Everybody, have a good night.
Blah, blah, blah. I just realized I'm not having to wait for you to hang up. I was like, okay, is he going to hang up yet? I'm like, oh, I don't have to wait for that. Stopping now.